Hello, I'm Paula Zahn. Today on the summit of the Environmentalist Front, I'm coming to you from the Bukit Barri San Selatan National Park on the Long Island of Sumatra, where researchers have publicized the blooming of a rare Rafflesia arnoldi plant. It's not every day that a flower blooming is such a momentous occasion. However, the Rafflesia flower is a considerably rare one. This time, also, it could be record-breaking. The Arnoldi species are the largest species of the largest single flower in the world. The largest species, Arnoldi, what we are going to view today, grow up to almost a meter. They are often referred in conjunction with, but rarely mistaken for, the Titan Arum, the tallest flower in the world, up to 3 meters high, whose leaves grow higher and wider. Both of these species are Saprolophilius, which means they take on the scent of a dead animal to trick carrion flies into pollinating them. The fly gets no protein from this interface. Both gargantuan flowers find their home in Sumatra, whose forests are relentlessly abused for the sake of palm oil plantations and a profitable lumber industry. Seen with Stockley Strange Smith, I got to ask a few questions. Stockley had been manning the crowd and conducting attention to the truly profound act of nature that was sure to take place. So, Stockley, what else makes the Rafflesia plant so very special?
Paula, I hate to correct you, but the Rafflesia is hardly a plant at all. In fact, it is sessile. It has no leaves and doesn't seem to be attached to any stem. This makes sense, though. Try to imagine the kind of stem that holds up an 11-kilogram flower.
11 kilograms? Wow, that's the weight of a couple of hand grenades.
Why, yes, Paula. So what I'd like to discuss, if you don't mind, is the reason we're all out here today. Surely the Rafflesia is rare, and we all want to cherish it, but we won't be able to if there's limited awareness. Paula, it is so rare to find a flower in its anthesis in these forests, even before the land is stripped of its natural habitats. Now listen, I'd like to trumpet this, Paula. The Rafflesia has only 5 to 7 days out of approximately 1,300 days that span its life cycle to get flies to pollinate another Rafflesia flower of the opposite sex. The likelihood that this fly will find another Rafflesia, also in bloom, is so rare.
So, the Rafflesia plant is also parasitic, is it not?
In fact, it is, with no leaves clinging to a vine for dear life. Often, it is trampled upon by surrounding animals or used as a food source. It's right there on the forest floor. There's just no stopping those animals. Elephants? Monkeys? Even rhinoceros can get in the way of the flower's development. Also, in some cases, if you step on those vines the wrong way, you could be completely cutting off the life source. The chances of a Rafflesia bud, especially the Arnoldi species, which takes longer to reach its full size, surviving is only about 10 to 20%. Combined with the aforementioned ratio of how often the Rafflesia is in bloom, the flower is really against all odds.
Shocking news.
Indubitably.
Then, I watched as Stockley conducted the crowd.
I'd like to thank you all for coming, and I would like to graciously thank you for your extremely generous donations. Thanks to a few amazing and anonymous donations, the Center for International Forestry Research has raised $5,000 towards continued research in this area. But now, as the petals of the flower are preparing to extend, I would like you all to prepare yourselves for one of the most rancid stenches you'll ever encounter.
My nose politely covered, and with my own eyes, I saw the flower's petals extend and double their very size. The texture, too, was eye-popping. A red shininess, speckled with darker red bumps. I saw easily how any fly could mistake this for a carcass of some sort. I even started to get caught up in the excitement, really hoping that there was a female flower within a reasonable travel's distance of pollination. Then it could produce a fruit and continue on its amazing 3.5-year life cycle. I'm Paula Zahn, and I'd like to thank you for taking a minute to stop and smell the Rafflesia.